One of the things that struck me today, however, when I was reading social media was tweet by Robert Peston, who's a very recognised BBC journalist, who it seems had yet another scoop, had been unofficially briefed that the UK government were making it very clear they were making no plans post the referendum for, I guess, contingency. Now that worries me because it suggests either we have a government in London who isn't planning for all eventualities, and I think they are planning for, I guess, contingency, I would be very shocked if they weren't, but I wouldn't expect them to say what they're doing about it, or suggest that we're not getting an honest response from our politicians when questions like that are put. So I'd ask you, Mr. Carmichael, tonight, what plans are being made in the event of a yes vote?
We are not planning. You know, we do not want to see the United Kingdom broken up, and I'm not going to sanction planning within government for that. If the people of Scotland decide that they do not want to be part of the United Kingdom, then at that point, the United Kingdom, or what remains of it, will start to think about what their position is going to be. At that point, actually, I am out of the equation because I'm a Scot, and my country has just decided, if that is what happens, to remove herself
from... So you will
from
not represent Scotland's interests beyond the 19th, you won't lobby on our behalf,
No, I'm sorry. That's a flat contradiction of what I've just said. I cannot do it on behalf of the rest of the United Kingdom, however. I represent Scotland's interests day and daily. I've done it for the last 13 and a half years, or 12 and a half years, as a Scottish Member of Parliament. But if Scotland votes for independence, then I will not be part of the rest of the United Kingdom. I won't be able to influence what people in England, Wales and Northern Ireland want out of their constitutional future. That would be entirely improper. It would be improper on the other side of the referendum, just as it would be improper for me to try to change it now. That's why there will be no contingency planning.
Well, it sounds like a reckless way to manage a government, and I have to say that any planning should be all scenarios you do it in business, and you certainly should be doing it in government.
I am not going to start planning for the breakup of this country. There is no way I am going to be part of that. That is not in Scotland's interest. It's not in the interest of the rest of the United Kingdom. The response of the rest of the United Kingdom, should Scotland vote for independence, will be for the rest of the United Kingdom. It's not for me. And you know, this is an important part, it's an important consideration in this referendum. This is a decision to be made by Scotland, Scots in Scotland. But let's not ignore the fact that it has implications for people in the rest of the United Kingdom and that they will want to have a view on it. It is their right to have a view on it just as much as it is our right. If Scotland is part of the United Kingdom, of course I can influence what happens in the rest of the United Kingdom. I do it all the time. But if we're not part of the United Kingdom, that is one of the things from which we will have to walk away.
Excuse me. I'm trying to make sure that everybody gets a chance to take part.
Well, you can always come back.
I suspect you were dissatisfied before you asked the question, though.